One's called Fiddler's Green. We're going to do that song for you right now. It's by Pete Goebel. And it goes something, but not exactly like this. I want to tale I tell you of a sailor man's life, how his love for the high seas it cost him his wife. When I told you my story, I'm sure you'll agree, it's not but pure folly when a man goes to sea. Just a young lad of 20, I was courting a lass, full of innocent beauty, style of his class. But the ships in the harbor, they beckoned, it seemed. I was lured by the trade winds to find fiddler's green. First time went sailing, how the young girl did cry, but the lure of the trade winds could not be denied. She vowed to be faithful, and the ship sailed away. She would marry another 1 year from that day. I left Boston town, and my hair has turned silver that was once chestnut brown. From London to Bombay and ports in between, I was always in search of that fiddler's green. To your young lads out courting pretty maidens so fair, should you hear those trade winds, let me warn you, beware. Go marry your young girl, raise your corn and your beans, don't waste your young man on fiddler's green. Oh, 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 fiddler's green, bewitching young sailors with all of your dreams. Oh, 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 she's calm and serene, gentlemen await you on fiddler's green. It cost him his wife. All right. Thank you, folks. Thanks. That's the first time I ever did that one on stage. And this is, I can't think of a better place to try it out, an audience. It's 100% friends, I'd say, out there. We're all friends, aren't we? You'll forgive me, won't you? I'm sure you will have to, or it won't work. let's see. You know that sailors, you know, sailors alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R. All right. All right, the other record that I made is a little funkier, and I'm going to do the title track to that one. Just starting to mix them, so. But this is one. Some friends of mine asked if I had any music for a radio program they were doing on Southern cooking. And the title of the program is Cornbread Nation. And I thought about that. You know, I said, you know, corn is like Indians, and, you know, that's what kind of defines America, Southern stuff. And I thought, well, let me think about it. So then about an hour later, it sounded like this.